The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Welcome to the God Pod. I'm your host of hosts, the good Lord with the most, the one and only Almighty God. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to restore order to the multiverse. I'm here today with my pals. What's up, gang?
Hey there.
Hi.
Hey, Jesus. Hi, Death.
What's up?
Hey, Satan. What's up?
Hey.
I need my own, like, entry thing. I'm kind of jealous that Satan has his own noise, but I don't know what noise to do. So I'm kind of thinking, like, I can have a tagline when I come out. Like, rising for you every Wednesday.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Kind of like a news thing.
Okay. I mean, still not as good as his groan.
Oh. We could get a chorus of angels singing behind you.
Yes. Ooh. Get some nice sound effects.
Or I'll just do that myself.
Beautiful.
Wow, that was good. All right. Today on the God Pod, we'll talk to comedian Niles Abstin. Then we'll talk about some goddamn news. I think we'll play a little game of What Would Jesus Do? Which
no.
is, yes.
No.
This is like my favorite segment. Our guest today is Niles Abstin. Niles Abstin has a comedy special on YouTube called Girls Don't Twerk to Jokes. And he co-hosts a podcast called The Clown Cast with Harper Rose. Welcome to the God Pod, Niles Abstin.
What's Whoa. Up?
Hey.
How you doing, God? We ain't talked in a minute.
Oh, we haven't? Oh.
When was the last time you spoke with God?
Like the last time I thought I had this girl pregnant.
It's a good time to do it.
Right. Right. I don't remember getting that email because
I was wondering why you didn't get back to me. So I had to
Yeah. Leave. Yeah. Well,
we handled it. It's all good.
This is cool. Yeah. I mean, that was a close call, but you made it, right?
Right.
Because I helped. I know your dad's happy that you didn't knock that girl up, right?
Somebody watched the comedy special.
Yeah. I'm here to prove at every moment how much I watched your comedy special last night. Girls don't twerk to jokes. What does that mean? Explain.
It's just, I had some jokes about, I had this thing happen where basically I had a couple girls leave me for some notable rappers over the last years. Just some LA shit.
Relatable.
So I just had some jokes kind of comparing like comedians and rappers, how they're just cooler than us. And I just happened to say, girls don't twerk to jokes at this show. And then one of my friends was like, bro, that's what you got to name that shit. And so
yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's really true, though. Being funny doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
But so yeah.
You got to make money and be funny. You can be broke and be a rapper. You know?
First off the bat, a question I like to ask a lot. Do you still believe in me, the Lord thy God?
Do I believe in you? As a concept, yes.
Ooh.
But well, not as like a thing I need to worry about weekly at a building.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, I'll take it. It's better than nothing. I like to believe in myself as a concept too. And I build myself up every day. But you only date atheists, is that right?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I don't date girls that believe in God.
Yeah. Why is that again?
Because I went to Christian college, man. I went to Christian college for like 2 years. So that was like all I was around. And how I explain Christian college is like, imagine just being around Chance the Rapper all the fucking time. It would be very annoying. And
what,
so
what does that mean? Is he celibate? I don't.
No, he's just like, he talks about, it's like him and Tim Tebow, like every time.
Oh, yeah.
God, all the time. Yeah. So it'd be like going to college with like 20,000 of them.
And, right.
So after you just like, you're in that all the time, and then you see like the worst people in the world have Bible verses in their Twitter bios, like, mm-hmm. I just want to be away from all of that. So yeah, if you don't believe in God, don't believe in yourself, date me. That's how I feel about it.
Do you look in people's dating profiles to see if they're atheists or not? Or how do you ask them?
If it comes up in your dating profile and it has a religion, I automatically swipe left.
There needs to be a dating app for atheists. There's got to be one,
and
right?
The thing, I'm not an atheist. I just want to be with one.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I find hilarious.
Yeah. Something's obviously up there, right? Something is obviously up there.
Right, me.
But
Jesus.
I want to be with somebody that doesn't think it's real. Like, that's what I need.
Will an atheist want to be with you then?
Yeah. Mm. I respect their beliefs.
Mm.
Okay.
What about when they see that big back tattoo of Jesus?
So we're working on the Jesus tat. We're saving money to get that removed. I was 18, made a dumb mistake, but we're working on that.
Well, that dumb mistake might have just gotten you saved, buddy.
I know. I was thinking about that. Like, if Jesus is real, it'd be like, bro, you can't send me to hell. I literally have you on my back.
Yeah, but now that you're getting removed, how do you feel about that, Jesus?
Yeah, I was actually just going to offer, I'll remove it for you for free.
Oh, wow.
You don't have to save up any money. Yeah.
Are you doing a summer special right now, Jesus?
On cool people who come on the God Pod, I can offer that for you. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I can clear leprosy. I can clear tattoos of me.
Mm.
Wow.
How do you do that? Right. You have lasers? Like space lasers?
No, I have magic, of course.
Oh,
right.
Of course. Magic.
Yeah. With leprosy, I was just like, be gone, and it was gone. That's what I do with the tattoos, too.
Look at that. Thank you, Jesus. I love it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, Jesus. Well, that's actually, that sounds pretty smart to me, you know, because then you don't have to deal with all that magical thinking when you're dating an atheist, right? And then you also don't have to deal with that whole no sex until marriage thing, right, Niles?
Yeah. Fuck that.
That's what this is really about. I think you're like very close to becoming an atheist yourself. But you don't want to let down the parents.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
And that tattoo.
So, yeah, how do you feel about organized religion?
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan, right? It's better when it's disorganized.
Or just not happening.
Or just not happening, yeah. Because it's like a cult gone amok. You told some stories about what it's like living back in, is it Missouri?
Mississippi.
I always get those two mixed up. You told a story about rainbow crosswalks.
Yeah, they got rainbow crosswalks in Atlanta now.
And the bigots, they don't like that, right?
They do not. They do not like that because, you know, me personally, I think the gayest thing in the world is worrying about how other people have sex. So I don't understand. I don't understand bigots whatsoever.
Yeah, nobody thinks about gay sex more than homophobes.
I know. Isn't it just the weirdest shit in the world?
Right. And you at one point said the phrase, God loves gay people. Did you know that about my billboard campaign?
You have a billboard that says it?
Like 5 years ago, back when I peaked, I put billboards up all over the place. Yeah. And in the hometown of the Westboro Baptist Church that said, God loves gays. And they pretended that they loved it because, you know, they're all about the attention, but.
And I didn't realize that you peaked 5 years ago, God. Was that really the heyday?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. It was crazy. Way longer, right?
Yeah, crazy you've lived in eternity and 5 years ago is when you peaked.
That's when I think I peaked. It was probably more like around the time of the flood, if I'm being real. But, you know.
That shit for real happened in the flood? Or is that a story?
Oh, no, yeah, that totally happened.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What is the story if not what actually happened? And that, ladies and gentlemen, was your little Satan inspiration for the day. Take it with you. Get a tattooed or something. Satan's out. Bye. Bye, everybody.
I'll say this. I was telling somebody the other day. People always ask you if you believe in God, but they never ask you if you believe in Satan. I definitely don't believe in Satan.
Oh, hey. Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. Yikes.
Really?
What do we need the devil for when we have white people?
You see, but then if you believe in white people, you do believe in Satan. So I got you there.
Exactly.
Ha ha.
The devils are all here.
I grew up in the South, and so like religious people like just blame everything on the devil all the fucking time. Like I remember this older lady, her son got caught selling drugs in his dorm room in college and got his scholarship taken away. She's like, that's just the devil attacking our family. I'm like, no, you need to give your son some money so he starts selling crack at college. Like, it's not the devil, I promise.
Yeah, he's a good scapegoat. Just like me, I'm a good scapegoat. You know, people like to blame us for everything. That is some hard shit to deal with. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, how do you feel about being blamed for that, Satan? Were you the one getting that kid?
I remember that story, and I take full credit. Hell yeah.
Yeah, see?
Hell yeah.
It was Satan. So you told another story about toilet paper, right? And you were smoking a blunt with some friends back in Missouri, and they started talking about toilet paper and wondering when it was invented. I found this to be funny. And it ended on them realizing that people in the Bible weren't using toilet paper.
Exactly.
Because it was invented in the 1800s.
Right.
Jesus. Is this true?
It just didn't exist back in the Bible days. So yeah, we would use some leaves. We would use some just water, like, you know, an old school bidet. We would just go down to the river and open up and hope things would get cleared out.
You were just using your hand a lot of the time, right?
I wasn't using my hand. Mm-hmm. That's sure. Disgusting.
Oh, yeah. You were using your magic.
Yeah, my magic. I wipe tattoos, leprosy, and shit off my ass.
Also known as wet wipes.
So ass play in the Bible wasn't really a thing, huh?
What are you talking about? We invented ass play. like Jesus said, Sodom and Gomorrah, the birthplace of anal.
Right, yeah.
And then I, of course, put the G-spot in the man's ass. Because, you know, it's just more fun to put it that way.
Oh, my God.
The G-spot. That stands for God. The God spot. how long have you been doing stand-up?
It'll be my 5-year anniversary in July.
Nice. And what made you want to do comedy?
I didn't. I moved to L.A. I wanted to write and direct. I just wanted to be a movie director, maybe make some TV shows, that kind of thing. I was 20. Dropped out of Christian college, moved out here. I wrote this like short story and a friend read it. She thought it was funny. It's like, you need to get on stage and like say this stuff. And like at the time, I didn't know you could just do stand up like for this whole time. I just thought those were just really funny people on stage just talking, you know. I didn't know you could literally just go to like a coffee shop or a bar and do a set.
Yeah, there's no barriers to entry, really. It's just like,
yeah, anybody can do comedy, and that's kind of the problem.
Yeah. Any drunk assholes want to get up and talk? Now's your chance.
Yeah. And So I just 21-year-old kid with a backpack going around LA, just hitting mics and stuff. And I just haven't stopped. So, yeah.
So are you back to doing live comedy now? What was the last?
I am. I've been doing some cool shows and stuff. So, yeah.
It's been a long year, obviously, with the pandemic. What's that been like getting back in front of crowds? How's that going?
I have social anxiety, so it's been weird. Like the first show back that I headlined was like end of March after I got vaccinated, and this dude asked me to sign an autograph. I had to go throw up after because it was just too much.
Wow,
it was just too many people coming up to me and like trying to hug me and all this and shit. So it was like, yeah, I need to excuse myself really quick. It was just a lot. So I'm kind of getting back into it now.
See, that's why I picked you to do comedy. I like to. Pick people that are totally ill-suited for a career and make them do that thing.
Yeah, I don't like being around a lot of people. I just think
it's funny. You know, it's like, Moses the leader of a nation. You know, he can barely walk, he can barely talk, but you're the leader.
You made a dude with a speech impediment the leader of, like, the world at one point. You're a dick.
It's funny. I mean, come on.
Because I have this new joke I do about you, right? Where I talk about, like, I don't think Kanye's crazy. I think because Kanye told Joe Rogan that you told him he needed to be the leader of the free world. And so everybody's saying Kanye's crazy because there's no way God would tell him that. Yeah. And I said, no, I think about this. I think Kanye's telling the truth. And I think God's just a dick. I think you're really telling him.
No. I can confirm. I did not talk to Kanye.
So he's lying.
He's off his meds. I mean, you know, let's go easy.
But, is it you, Satan?
Hey, no comment. I plead the fifth on this one, but let's just say Kanye and I might have a speed dial connection.
So, yeah, you're back out on the road. You got social anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, people always want to get a hug and get a picture, right?
Yeah.
That's rough. That's rough.
It's weird. I pretend like I'm really good at pretending like it doesn't bother me. And then, but then after I have to like go breathe or like throw up in a bag after it's.
Wow.
It's a lot.
You hear that, folks? You hear the dedication this man is putting forth for his career.
How are you feeling on the podcast today? Are you going to throw up after we record?
I love Zoom podcasts. I don't have to be around the people. I'm thriving on this Zoom podcast shit.
Oh,
I don't ever want to go back into a real studio ever again. I love this shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry the pandemic is ending then.
You're finally deciding to stop it? Is that's how?
No, it wasn't me. It was the scientists. You know, they thwarting our plans once again.
Oh.
But who are some of your comedy heroes?
My comedy Mount Rushmore would be Chris Rock, Wanda Sykes, Dave Chappelle, and Richard Pryor.
Nice.
No Weird Al Yankovic on that?
No, but I'll tell you this. I loved Weird Al when I was in middle school.
He was great.
Yeah. Can you believe they've never let him host SNL?
He's never hosted SNL?
Isn't that messed up? Like, I think they're just afraid.
That's insane. Well, if he came on, like, he would just take the show over.
Yeah. Everyone would be like, can he be the host every week? I mean, yeah. They've had Trump. They've had Elon. No Weird Al.
Wow. No, not even in the 90s?
Not ever. What the hell, Satan? What the
that
hell?
That is crazy. Oh, my God.
How do you
God.
Know that, God? How do you just know that off the top of your head?
He's
because
God.
I read Twitter. Oh, and I'm God. I know everything. I remember so many things. I have a very good memory, Satan.
God, how come you haven't hosted SNL?
Yeah, what the fuck? This is insane.
Who would be the musical guest if you hosted?
I don't know. Does it have to be related?
Shania
it could be
anyone, Twain.
Right? No. Oh, Jesus, take the wheel. I don't any yeah, just no country. Please.
Maybe the Los Lonely Boys.
Although Lil Nas X, aka Montero, was just the musical guest on SNL. He was good. Yeah. What did you think of that, Satan?
Oh, I loved it. You know, I love him. We've got we have some drama. You know, he hooked up. He broke my neck, and then he won't text me. The guy,
he won't text you. I mean, he's so famous. It's you know, sorry, Satan.
You know, we have one magical day together, all on camera, and then you won't text me back. It's pretty crazy. I don't want to get into it. No. I don't want to get into it.
Oh, feelings are still raw.
It was a very horny performance.
Yeah, did you like that, Jesus?
Yeah, he was holding his crotch the whole time.
Mm-hmm. There was that neck lick, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, grinding and rubbing up on him.
Do not like that.
No.
I bet they didn't like that. So tell us about your podcast, Clowncast.
Yeah, that was one of my best friends that does stand-up comedy, Harper Rose Drummond. She's hilarious. We were just like hanging out one day and we were like, yo, we should like do a podcast together. Like, this pandemic sucks, we can't go do stand up. So yeah, we started talking about that like last October, and then in December we launched it, and it's been really cool. Like, it's really fun. It's just us hanging out, saying a bunch of funny shit. We've had some really dope guests. We talk about literally everything. We pull up like old tweets of each other trying to cancel each other every episode.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
Let's not start doing that on this podcast. Although I don't think I have any tweets that I would ever get canceled for.
You can't cancel God.
I've been on point since the beginning. I'm going to warn you. Don't waste your time.
Right.
Where's the best place for our listeners to follow your work?
You can follow me on Twitter at Niles100. That's follow me there. I'm trying to get to 20K. Trying to get these streams up for my special and my podcast, because we're July 2nd out in LA. We're doing our first like live show, so it's gonna be like really fun.
Oh, wow, that's gonna be good.
Yeah, so we're selling tickets for that. We got some dope special guests coming through. So yeah, if you're in LA, come through, buy you a ticket.
Will do.
Yeah, I mean, we should start doing that, live shows to promote the pod.
You do.
Yeah,
I would come. I would definitely come to that.
I think a lot of people would come to meet Jesus and God and Satan and death at the same time. They might be afraid, though.
I think I would be afraid of that.
You would be afraid of meeting, yeah. Jesus, you don't
want to. I'm not sure some people would approve of what we were doing, but.
You don't want to go down to earth again. They'll just crucify you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Second time.
There's just something about Jesus. He's so lovable and so just shares the truth and is nice and forgiving. And then humans are like, we have to kill him.
Especially at a live podcast. Yeah. That audience would crucify you, my guy. Sorry.
Man, if y'all got that live on the podcast,
that is going to be huge on
having
Spotify.
Audio footage of that.
Excuse me, I edit this podcast. If I'm dead, I can't edit it. So I don't think this would work out very well. Find another editor first.
Yeah, I'll have to jump on Upwork.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you'll be back. Stop bitching. You'll be back in 3 days.
Exactly. Or maybe one of these times you won't. I don't know. You never know until it happens. Oh, God. All right. Thanks for joining us, Niles. Do you want to hang out as we talk about the goddamn news?
Yeah, I'll hang out.
Sweet.
So the Mormon Church's secretive $100 billion fund scored a 900% gain on GameStop and boosted its Tesla bet by 39%. And the reason this is aggravating is that churches do not pay capital gains tax on stock dividends or gains. So they can make all this money and they don't have to pay any taxes on it. And it's also ridiculous, of course, that they're investing in GameStop and Tesla.
Yeah.
When they're a church.
How much do they have invested in Doge?
Good question.
Dogecoin. Yeah. Like, who do they have managing their accounts?
And why do they have a secretive fund? Why is that secret?
Probably because it looks bad.
Yeah.
Satan, suspiciously quiet on this subject.
Does that mean that they now have $1 trillion?
Yeah.
They have so much money.
And God knows what else they're investing in.
God, what do you know?
It's not just GameStop.
Yeah, just everything. I mean, they probably invested in that Elton John movie, Rocket Man, also.
Oh, yeah.
With the Vatican. They don't care what they invest in. You know, probably a lot of money in fracking, I would imagine. Just all the most evil things you can imagine.
Synthetic corn, I'm sure.
Synthetic corn. Gobi berries. Just
Goji.
Gobi is my brand.
Bango. All kinds of stuff. They're investing in, and, you know, watch out for the Mormons. Don't sleep on the Mormons. That's all I'm saying. That kind of money, they're going to be around for a long time, like till the end of time.
And if you're the Mormon Church and you're listening to this, I am accepting donations and offers. I'm looking to get into the stock game. If you have any lessons, classes, I will sign up.
Satan, who is your accountant?
My accountant? Ugh, you don't even get me started on my accountant. It's Bernie Madoff.
Oh, of course. He's probably, you know, in charge of your bango pyramid scheme.
No, he's in charge of all my personal finances, okay? And it wasn't a good move. It really, I'm already realizing it's...
Oh, he screwed you too, huh?
He's saying, hey, sorry, it's just all tied up right now. And I'm like, Bernie, you just got here. And but how is it all tied up already?
You learned everything you needed to know about Ponzi schemes from him, though.
Yeah. He's also Ponzi. Jeffrey Ponzi, the guy who made the first Ponzi scheme. That's really where I learned it. But Madoff, he perfected it. What a mensch.
So, Niles, have you ever met any Mormons?
Yeah, actually. I was on my friend's college campus like a year or two ago. And they like walk around with like little booklets trying to convert you and talk about it. And I was like, straight up, bro, y'all didn't fuck with black people till like 30 years ago. So I'm cool.
What did they say to that? That is great. What did they say to that?
He's just like, he kind of looked, because he was younger. He's like a high school kid. Like they send high school kids to do this shit, which is kind of not cool. Yeah. But he just kind of like looked at me and I was like, yeah. And I walked off.
That kid had some tough lessons to learn about the Mormon church that night, I think.
He probably went home to his parents and was like, wait, I love black people. What happened?
Yeah. Did they look like extras from the Book of Mormon.
I've never seen the Book of Mormon. They had like collared shirts tucked into like too tight of pants.
Exactly. And a tie, a single like thin tie. Yeah. Exactly. That's the uniform. You should definitely check that out. It's about the how they exploit these young kids to do that stuff. They send them all over the world. Highly recommend. Like it needs my help. Now it'll do well. Let's move on to the next story, Jesus.
So, Niles, good news for your dating life. 43% of millennials don't know, care, or believe God exists. You must be a millennial, right?
Yeah, I'm a millennial.
Perfect.
Cusp, so that's perfect.
Cusp, okay.
And Jesus is the original millennial.
Yeah.
I am. I invented that. They finally decided to call themselves millennials.
You were the first to do a lot of shit.
The first millennial.
I was. Yeah. Thank you for recognizing that. I don't get the recognition here on the podcast.
You were technically the first blogger, too.
Yeah. Yep. Blogger.
Like, it's genius. Like, y'all didn't have cameras, so you just had 8 different dudes writing about you from different angles and following you around. It's just like cameras. So.
Was it only
300?
My favorite vlog was when you got that little kid to raise from the dead. That was the craziest vlog I ever saw.
Thank you. but yeah, so I mean, half of millennials don't believe in God now. Nearly half. That's
crazy.
It's not enough.
Not enough. Needs to be more.
We need to get,
well, I think it's definitely trending that way, right? More and more people are not believing in us, unfortunately.
Nobody. And I don't think any Gen Z person believes in God. So,
damn.
Why do you think that is?
Because they've gotten to see how everything is bullshit from the beginning.
Yeah. Although, social media.
The rest of us didn't know that until we were like 20.
Exactly. They're aware of too many things thanks to Twitter and TikTok. Like, they all know that Weird Al never hosted SNL. And that alone is reason enough not to believe.
That's how you know there's no God.
They're like, yeah, it's like, fuck my self-esteem. You know, so I don't have any powers anymore. So I can't shoot laser eye beams. I can't fly. I can't teleport. Because nobody believes in me. I don't have any juice. But fine, you know, I'll just... You know what it is? I think they're not listening to this podcast. We'll keep working on them. Change their mind. Maybe they'll believe in me someday.
Here's some good news. Ohio vaccinations jumped 33% after the Vax-a-Million news. So this is Ohio says if you get vaccinated, you can enter this lottery to win $1 million. And 5 people are going to win $1 million. Vaccinations jumped 33%. That's huge. This is working.
I love
this. What's so funny, God?
I think it's hilarious.
No, I love it. What's the best way to convince people to take the vaccination? Bribery. Bribe them.
Yep.
But it's not like they're actually getting money. It's
helping
just...
saving your life just isn't enough anymore. It's got to be $100 million.
Yeah, saving your friends' lives, saving, doing the right thing, the golden rule. None of that matters. Saving your own life. It's a 1 in a billion chance of winning some money. 33%. That just tells you everything you need to know about how dumb so many people are. But whatever you need to do to get these idiots to take the vaccine, good job.
Yeah. I have no complaints about this. I think it's great.
You know these people, a lot of these people are the ones that are like, the vaccine, COVID isn't real. You don't need to wear masks. The vaccine is something from Bill Gates, but you're like, but you could win a lottery money. And they're like, ah, fuck it, I'll get it. They just change their mind on the spot.
I feel like a sucker because I just didn't want to die. So,
right,
I know,
right. You missed out on your chance for a lottery ticket, donuts, beer.
Right, I'd already gotten vaccinated. And they're like, yeah, you get free Krispy Kreme. I'm like, what the fuck?
All right, next story. Christian lawmaker falsely claims no COVID deaths in Texas since the mask mandate ended.
Right, but that wasn't true, was it?
No.
So you're telling me Lauren Boebert told a lie?
Yes. And she was only off by one 9/11.
Oh, okay. No big deal.
One full 9/11, the measurement 9/11?
It was like 3,500 people.
So this makes no sense. What is she trying to say? The masks were killing people. It was the masks, actually, that were killing people.
They're all over the place with this shit. I mean...
When somebody goes on and just spews lies, do they think that no one's going to fact check those things? Or are they just hoping that...
Right.
They know that their people don't give a shit. if it's true or makes sense or anything. They just want to, you know, get angry, get that sweet hit of rage.
But I see Death's point. Like, doesn't anybody think back to this and be like, wait, actually, she was wrong because people did die of COVID?
Well, you
or even going back to the early days.
You use this word think in your sentence.
Oh.
There. No.
Oh.
No.
Sorry.
They're animals. They're just crazy. They think that everyone that took the vaccine is going to die off.
Oh, yeah. In 10 years.
No, like this year. They think it's a big plan. Like, this is the Kingsman, and this is the globalist plot to kill everyone at once.
So I guess we can really blame Kingsman.
Yeah. We can blame that director for coming up with this idea. Anyway.
I can't wait for that third one.
Speaking of stupid bitches,
yeah, Tucker Carlson hosted a chicken enthusiast to bash the CDC, and it was a bit weird. The CDC said, don't kiss or snuggle backyard poultry, and don't eat or drink around them. This can spread salmonella germs to your mouth and make you sick. So then Tucker has on a chicken enthusiast, brings the chicken on the show as well, is hanging out with the chicken live on air. And this chicken enthusiast is like, this is fine. The CDC is just trying to look for new things to control.
Right. I just think this is hilarious. How many chicken fuckers are there in the United States? And clearly they're on the right wing side, that he immediately gets offended and finds someone who's a chicken enthusiast like that. This is a big problem.
I just love how, like, every time the CDC does something, some crazy person's like, they're just trying to control how I live my life.
It's always a complaint.
Like, you really think they spend time in the back like, all right, let's get the chicken fuckers this time. Like, let's yeah. That's who we're attacking.
No? It's sad they have to
also,
say
though, it's really funny that anybody would be like, wait a second, stop the hate on the chicken fuckers. Come on.
Yeah. Being gay, not okay. Making out with your chicken. Totally fine.
Bestiality, cool.
Yeah.
There's a new GOP bill that seeks to ban or limit teaching of role of slavery in U.S. history.
This is their new thing. They want to rewrite history or just, like, cancel it. Which is weird because I thought their whole thing was about, you know, history with their Confederate statues.
Oh, yeah.
You can't ever forget. And they name everything after, like, they're Confederate war generals. Right, Niles?
Yeah.
What's it like in Missouri there? I think you were saying, like, the high schools, the counties.
Yeah, we got Robert E. Lee Academy.
Sorry, Mississippi. Damn it.
Yeah. We got, like, Jefferson County after Jefferson Davis. He was a Confederacy president. Like, it's everywhere. Jackson's name after Andrew Jackson. They made sure to let us know how they feel.
Right. And then they've got all these statues they put up in the 50s and shit that are, you know, some places are starting to take them down. But every time someone wants to take them down, they're like, our history! But why do you think they don't want people to know the truth about
them? Oh, I mean, well, that's like indoctrination. Because, like, with a statue, you can just ride by it. Because, like, how many times have you driven by a statue or a landmark and some adult gave you some 30-minute dissertation on why it's there and what's it about? That's not why they're right. But, like, the stuff in the books, that's more of just like, oh, I don't want my kid to know about this shit.
Right. And their other thing, they're like, Civil War wasn't about slavery. It was about blah, 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 blah.
States' rights.
States' rights and blah, 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 blah. These like assholes.
The state's right to do what?
It's crazy. They suffered a huge loss in the election. And as predicted, as I expected, they don't slow down for a fucking second.
Nope.
Second. They just, Satan, my guy, this energy you bring to the table is just too much.
On this particular topic, no comment from Satan. Right. No comment.
But the invention of Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's just...
I mean, that was a good one. She's freaking absolutely insane.
She's like their new leader. She's their
but
new...
But see, God, see how you keep on scapegoating it to me?
You're right. You're right.
Yeah. Well, which we all know it's actually Jesus' fault.
Hey!
The day.
Maybe it's not all you, Satan. I know you know... Even you are not this evil.
Look, all I'm saying is Christians weren't crazy. until Jesus came along and made Christianity.
Ooh. Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
God. What did I do, though? I didn't do anything.
You
they
did
decided to get crazy.
Man.
No.
Yeah, they are doing the opposite of everything Jesus said.
Yeah. Yeah.
These Republican white people. I think it's Ronald Reagan's fault.
I really do think it's Ronald Reagan's fault.
Ronald Reagan. He's the real Satan.
Anyway. Come on. Okay, don't take my namesake away from me.
All right, so a preacher said Christian leaders must help God defeat wokeness and cancel culture.
No, no, I don't need to do that. Okay, I kind of like wokeness. And first of all, there's no such thing as cancel culture, okay? I just saw today that fucking Kevin Spacey is getting another acting job now. Did you know this, Jesus?
Yeah, yeah. He's currently in court, I think, too, for what he was doing with
14-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, he's a straight-up pedophile. Damn it, Hollywood.
Hollywood, it's just, as long as enough time passes, Hollywood forgives everybody. I just think of Mel Gibson, too. Like, he should have been over
Hollywood
with.
Forgives everybody who's a man and white after a certain amount of time.
Oh. There you go.
Because Winona Ryder stole something out of a mall and they tried to like excommunicate her.
Then Caitlyn Jenner like ran somebody over with her car.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She's a murderer.
What about that?
Yeah. And on and on and on and on down the line. No, I'm not. That pastor is another douche. Not today, Satan.
Scapegoater. Blame Jesus. We're blaming Jesus today.
Blame Reagan.
Death is just like
I appreciate that. Just blame each other. I never get caught in the crossfires of any of this. And
yeah,
boys will be boys.
You're just a friend that walks people to their final destination. You know.
Yeah, and you know what? You can't really deny that I exist. I'm the only one who you really can't deny.
Damn!
Shots fired.
All right, a Southern Baptist leader condemns rainbow Lego blocks. He said this is insanity. So the Lego people, they have a new set. It's a rainbow set. It's got like 12 different people. Each one is a different color. It's for Pride Month. It looks great. I might build it myself.
Yeah.
And he said everyone is not awesome. So
really?
What?
Really?
He said, is everyone awesome all the time? Are you going to speak of everyone is equally awesome? Does it have anything to do with sexual identity? And as everything is awesome, everything really is awesome? I don't think so.
Wow. I mean, yeah, pretty clever. I got a hand on that. And he's right. He is not awesome.
Don't take it so literally.
He clearly didn't see Lego Movie 2, where they explicitly say, sometimes things suck. They revise the song. But this, I think, is cool. Rainbow Lego blocks. And I like how mad it makes him. Let's send like a million of these to his house.
Okay.
I just don't like how people are just freaking out so much about their kids maybe being influenced by gay people. I honestly, I would love a world where everyone dressed better. So I think I think we need more gay influences on children.
Agree.
And the funny thing is, I think parents just haven't even realized how long their kids have been influenced by gay people.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, remember.
What culture would you have?
Yeah.
None.
Remember what people were saying before gay marriage became legal. Like, it's going to ruin the sanctity of marriage. Like, what happens? Nothing happens.
No. Nothing happened. Exactly. Right. Great point, Jesus.
Half of America getting divorced wasn't ruining it enough, you know.
Yeah. Right. They're still getting divorced at that rate. Right. I'm willing to bet.
They also hate drag queen story time hour. Every time that happens, they lose their minds.
What's drag queen?
Oh, at libraries. You haven't heard about this? All right. Well, Google it. You decide how you feel. I'll give you time.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, some drag queens read the kids at libraries.
Oh, that's
some parents
beautiful.
Don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And they freak, you know, the right wing freaks out about that. Mm-hmm. Which is why, and yet another reason, which is the real reason I want to see more of it. Whatever just drives them more crazy.
Right. Fan.
All right, last story, Jesus.
Prophet who promised Trump victory says you'll get leprosy if you question him.
Uh-oh, Jesus, that means you got work to do.
I'm on it.
I mean,
right after taking care of your tattoo.
Last year, after going through last year and hearing them say just lie after lie every single week, it's just so funny to me. Like, someone's clearly been calling him out on his bullshit. Like, all those things you said, when is Trump coming back? But why would they let Biden act like he's president? You'll get leprosy. Shut up.
It's a brilliant plan because you know these people won't question him anyway. So they won't be able to prove that what he just said is wrong.
And you're not around to heal anybody anymore. So I'd be kind of scared. So
yeah. Can they question him about the leprosy?
Sounds risky. I wouldn't want to take that chance.
Okay. Oh, good times. All right. Well, that was the me damn news. And now it's time for what would Jesus do?
No.
Yes.
Do we have to do this? These situations are no win every time. I don't know what you expect from me.
I just like to present you with
ethical
quandaries and see what you would do.
Okay.
Death
All right.
Satan, do you want to help me with reading these?
Yes.
Satan, why don't you take this one?
You have to make out hard with a COVID-infected chicken for 6 hours with completion. Jesus, God. Oh, my gosh. Afterwards, you will need to propose, marry that chicken, and honor it for the rest of your existence, making sure that every little chick graduates from college. If you do, Tucker Carlson will be taken off the air. If you don't, he will continue to spew his lies. What would Jesus do?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. And thank you, Satan. Satan understands just how tough this situation is for me.
Oh, really? Satan wrote the last batch.
He just said he couldn't believe what you wrote here. I have to make out hard.
Yeah.
Till completion? Like, we're making out till we...
Like he's offended by that. He's Satan.
All right, so here's...
It was just surprising to read. Okay, it was surprising
okay.
to read.
All right. So, can I be married to somebody else, too? Can I be married to the chicken and a human?
Polyamory?
Or another... Yeah.
No.
Only the chicken.
Yes.
Damn it.
Come on, the sanctity of marriage, Jesus.
This one's really tough, but I think I'm just going to let Tucker continue to be on the air. I'm
really?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just can't do that.
Can't
marry
endorse.
A chicken?
Yeah.
Think of how horrible my life would be.
Oh, that's Jesus. And, always thinking about yourself.
And having sex with a chicken? I don't think so, God.
Jeez.
Sorry.
You
know, I'm drawing the line.
You used to be cool. You used to take one for the team.
In some situations, I will.
Crucifixion,
but when it comes to
okay.
fucking a chicken.
Chicken fucking, no.
No.
Got it. All right. That's where you draw the line. All right. Fair enough.
Give me another one.
Okay. You get to make sure that 100% of the people in the world get vaccinated, saving countless lives. But if you do, the next U.S. president will be a member of QAnon. What would Jesus do?
Ooh. Ooh. Man,
tough Jesus, but
this
there
is
a right
a
answer.
Thing. This is what's gonna happen,
and this is a real thing. There's a real answer. There's a right answer and a wrong answer.
Oh yeah,
I would rather let less than 100% become vaccinated because I think it's more dangerous for a member of QAnon to become president.
Agreed.
Right? We don't need 100%.
Idiot. Idiot. No, I think that was the right answer. I think that was
I
right
agree.
Answer.
Oh,
see,
thank
these
gosh.
Aren't that tough.
Well, that last one was tough.
Yeah. I personally would have fucked a chicken and honored it. So just to get rid of Tucker Carlson.
Fuck Niles, God. Are you fucking the chicken or are you getting rid of Tucker Carlson?
No, nah, I think Tucker's going to stay on the air. I'm not doing that.
I mean,
there's a real American hero, folks. All right, the next one. You get to end homophobia for the rest of time, but every inch of your domicile shall be littered with rainbow Lego blocks for the rest of time. You will step on them, and it will be excruciatingly painful every time.
for the rest of time.
Every time for the rest of time. Ladies and gentlemen, what would Jesus do?
Well, first of all, I have taken pain before for the greater good. And I feel like this is what I would need to do again. So I think my vote here is I will end homophobia by stepping on Legos with every step that I take for the rest of time.
Wow.
I'm hoping my feet would build up calluses. Like, you know how guitar players, they get...
No, they wouldn't. No.
Can he crawl on hands and... Can he do a crawl? Hands and knees? Is that an option?
Then they would be...
That would hurt even worse.
Roll? What about bundle up and roll?
Yeah, I like that idea. Rolling on Legos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do this. I'll give it a shot. We'll see how it goes. I'm willing to do this one.
It doesn't really work that way. But yeah, let's do it.
I mean, I'm just going to go for it. Yeah. I'm not going to test it. I'm just going to go for it.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so you're such
bring
a
over
good
the Legos.
Kid. That's the answer I wanted.
Well, I had to say it. Pride Month is coming up. I mean,
exactly. Tucker Carlson gets to stay on the air. There will be
There won't be any more
QAnon
homophobia.
President, and there won't be any more homophobia. That's 2 out of 3. Not bad.
And there will be a lot of Legos in my home.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for enduring the torment once again for all of us.
It's okay, I guess.
Such a good kid.
I've got a fun update.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the emails for satanistgod.com@gmail.com are pouring in. We've got investors galore. Rhonda says, bango, bango. That's all I got. Chris Holyfield says, hey, Satan, I love you. God talks to me in audible voice every day because I smoke meth and sang gospel music in my room for 12 years. And he's always like, fuck you and mean. Bango, bango, baby. Hooray for JK. Dear Satan, just writing to say this is hilarious. Thank you. Hooray for JK. I cannot invest at this time because God won't let me win the lottery. But good luck in all your future endeavors. Classic God. Better win the lottery, huh? And finally, God emailed me test. So keep those emails flooding in the gate. Bango Bango is just getting off of its seat chair, and Golby Berries are starting off. Bango Bango, that's satanisgod.com@gmail.com.
I have one more question here. Maybe this will get you more emails. The dot in the email name, the first part, is it a period or do you spell out dot?
No, it's an actual period. It's written like a website.
I don't think people realize you can do
great
that.
Great point, Jesus. That probably threw a lot of people off.
So I guess, and also Google naturally deletes those things. So I guess it is satanistgod.com. Little program humor there for a very minor audience on the podcast.
You lost me.
And I have an update on my email address as well.
Yes.
I know during our last episode, I said my email address is deathholdshands@gmail.com. I created an account and I spelled it wrong. I spelled it deathholdhands. So I fixed that and I've got both email addresses going right now. So you can reach me at deathholdhands@gmail.com or deathholdshands@gmail.com.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Huge stuff. Huge stuff coming through.
Yeah. Both of you are building up mailing lists. Is this a coup, God?
Are they
going to steal
like
the audience?
I feel like this is just, part one of a 5-part conversation where they end up launching their own podcast. The Satan Pod.
We have one in the works. It's too young to announce anything.
And why wouldn't you call it Death Pod? Why'd you call it Satan Pod?
Well, you're going to have two new podcasts then.
And we will. And we'll record them simultaneously and upload them, and they'll be the exact same pod.
And we'll only do crossover episodes.
Satan's going to leave the God Pod and steal as many of my angels as he can. It's going to be a repeat of everything that went down.
Right now I have three, four if you include your test email.
All right, it's time for Bless, Smite, and Evolve. In this segment, we're going to talk about the things about the episode we loved, our blessings. We're going to talk about the things we hated, our smites. And we're going to talk about the things we want to see more of, our evolves. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I want to bless Niles's openness about his dating life. I really appreciated that. I want to smite what would Jesus do, specifically the chicken question. That was really awful.
Really?
And never ask me about fucking animals again, please.
Jeez. Just trying to have some fun, you know, whatever.
But then you get mad at me when I don't want to have sex with a chicken. It was just a lie.
I just hate Tucker Carlson so much.
And I want to evolve more email addresses here on the show. I'm going to work on my own AOL email address, and I'll let you guys know about
You know, just for the record, y'all could just, like, show up on the Discord chat server.
Instead of having emails?
Yeah. Instead of setting up your own newsletters and shit.
Okay, if I knew how to do that at all, maybe I would. But the only thing I understand is Gmail. Okay.
Right. You used a lot of words that I don't know. Discord? Server?
Yeah.
People?
Chat?
What are you getting? I would like to bless Niles' back tattoo. I think you should really keep it. I think it's dope.
Yeah.
I would love to smite Jesus this episode because he stole the idea of my intro and the idea of my email accounts. So we're going to be in a legal battle for the next couple of weeks. You will be hearing from my lawyers, Madoff and Friends, LLC. And I would love to evolve more Bango Bango heads. Reach out. We've got great products coming through the email. I probably will forget to respond to every single person that writes to me. So
great. I would like to bless actually the Jesus Niles collaboration that's going to be taking place on the back tattoo. I think that's a really strong relationship.
Thank you.
I'm going to smite my own error in creating the wrong email address. I know I corrected that. So we're good to go now. And I'd like to evolve learning more about Satan's finances. I'd like to see the records. I'd like to see the paperwork and just, you know, go down the history.
Release
of
the taxes.
Yeah.
Believe me, it is long and arduous and it is all caught up right now. Madoff, though, he's saying we're going to get paid off big time. So
Madoff is saying that to you?
Madoff is telling me, hold on. Yep. Just got a text. He said, big time, big bucks, my guy, big bucks.
What could possibly go wrong? I would like to bless Niles Abston for joining us today. Thank you, Niles.
Thank you.
And I would like to bless his comedy album, Girls Don't Twerk to Jokes, which you can watch on YouTube, and you should. I would like to smite the Mormon Church and the Vatican while we're at it for being so shady with their investing practices. Oh, and Tucker Carlson and Glenn Beck. Why not? We'll just add Glenn Beck in there. I would like to evolve. I would like to see more comedy from Niles in the future. Niles, do you want to go?
Sure. Bless you guys for just letting me on here. This is fun. This is a really funny show. Just as a broke comic, anybody that just lets you come on their shit, like, I appreciate that. Was it Smite? Smite the people that don't like the drag queens reading to the kids. I don't like that. I let the drag queens read to the kids. We need more of that. And evolve. I'm gonna listen to some more episodes. I like this shit.
Cool. Yeah. I like that. He's gonna listen to more God Pod, and so should you, dear listener. Or else, no, I'm just kidding, but not really. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Niles. I'm going to finish the show with a new commandment now. Backed by popular demand, new commandment. Thou shalt tax the churches, and don't give me that crap that then they will get involved with politics. Okay? They're already all the way up in your politics to the hilt. Thou shalt tax the churches at an insanely high rate to make up for lost time. And while you're at it, thou shalt stop using all your damn money on weapons and give everyone free healthcare and pay off their student loan debt, you greedy bastards. The Lord has spoken. If you enjoy the God Pod, make sure to follow us on your podcast app. And help us grow by sharing the God Pod with your friends. Send them to thegodpodcast.com, or they can just Google the God Pod. It's everywhere, folks. And finally, if you'd like to join our private Discord server, talk to me, the Lord thy God. Get an extra episode of the God Pod every week. Then join our Patreon today at patreon.com/thegodpod. Thanks, humans.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.